In Iraq today, Uday and Qusay Hussein, the sons of Saddam Hussein killed last week in a gun battle with American forces, were buried in Tikrit. The former dictator's 14-year-old grandson, Mustafa, was buried alongside the two brothers. He is also believed to have died in last Tuesday's shootout. As U.S. forces continue the search for Saddam Hussein, the violence continues. Another U.S. soldier was killed and three were wounded yesterday in an attack on their convoy east of Baghdad. And Iraq's reconstruction remains bogged down in delays and criticism. Recently, a team of experts on post-conflict reconstruction traveled to Iraq at the request of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and Chief Administrator Paul Bremer. John Hamry led the team. He is president and CEO of the Center for Strategic and International Studies and a former Deputy Secretary of Defense. John Hamry joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be with you.
Bathsheba Crocker is an International Affairs Fellow at CSIS and was also along on that trip to Iraq. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Mr. Hamry, let's start with you. Who did you talk to in Iraq and what were you looking at?
We spent the bulk of our time in Baghdad meeting largely with our civilians who are now trying to stand up the new government in Iraq and with the military people who are still trying to provide security in the countryside. And then the team went to nine other cities throughout Iraq and met both with military officials and with civilians, citizens, I should say, Iraqi citizens, to try to get a better understanding of what's working, what's not working, what should be a better strategy if they could recommend one.
Anybody on the Iraqi side sort of stand out in your memory as a person who you thought kind of summed it up for you?
Sheba, let me turn to you, and I have one comment, but you go ahead.
The one thing that does stand out in my mind is an encounter we had in Basra with a couple of students at the university there, which had been looted to a degree you cannot imagine. Just sort of every building looked like it had been ravaged. And we were walking through the building just sort of astonished at every turn by the destruction that we saw and ran into a group of about three students, one of whom started taking on. We were with a coalition provisional authority civilian who was working on the reconstruction contracts for the university and with a U.S. Marine. And the Iraqi students sort of started taking them on and saying, look, first of all, it's your fault that this looting happened because the soldiers should have stayed here and then the looting wouldn't have happened. And second of all, you're taking too long to fix it up. I think what it encapsulated for me was both the growing level of frustration among Iraqi people with what they see as too much delay in things like restarting basic services and reconstructing this damage, and also this sort of extreme degree of expectation that they have about what the United States can and should be providing and sort of unrealistic expectations in certain areas. And I think dealing with both of those sentiments is part of the difficulty that the coalition is facing in Iraq.
Now, your team wrote a report that said security is the most important thing to deal with right away, which I guess, of course, you knew that
yes.
before you left.
Yes.
But you said that the United States has about 3 months to address that problem. What do you think ought to be happening right now?
What we think should be happening, I actually think Ambassador Bremer and Secretary Rumsfeld, they've actually begun this now. They've dramatically increased the emphasis on getting Iraqis to start bringing security to the countryside. They're recruiting Iraqis to be members of the new police force. They are recruiting a facility security group, people that would guard facilities so that American soldiers don't have to do that. So I think they've already started with much of the reconfiguration of our security posture. And our security posture is not just American troops or foreign contributions. It has to be the composite to include Iraqis who we recruit now to be part of the new government.
Bathsheba Crocker, what role do the Iraqis need to take in the rebuilding of the country? Jobs is a big issue that you raise in the report.
Well, it is, and one of the things that we suggest the Coalition Provisional Authority needs to start doing is sort of a massive jobs program. Part of that, we assume, will be jobs to help in the rebuilding of the country, the actual physical reconstruction of the country, which is an important part of it. The actual infrastructure in Iraq is fairly good, much better than you find in a lot of post-conflict reconstruction situations. So in comparison to, say, Afghanistan, the airports and roads, for example, and the bridges bases in Iraq are in very extremely good condition. The damage that you do see to infrastructure such as the power facilities and the oil infrastructure has to do in part from severe underinvestment for the past 30 years and then in part from the looting and the sabotage that we are continuing to see in the post-conflict phase. So just getting back to the jobs question, I mean, part of what we're suggesting is that there will probably be some massive public works projects that will help to employ Iraqis. There will also be a need to consider very carefully what will be done with the state-owned enterprises in the short and medium term.
Like?
Pretty much everything in Iraq was a state-owned enterprise. So, for example, if you have a cement factory, it was owned by the government rather than privately owned. One of our concerns is to be careful in thinking about privatization too soon, because we already see a significant number of Iraqis on the street with not enough to do, and it will be very important to make sure that we have jobs for as many people as possible.
So rather than move straight into private enterprise, have some government entity reopen all these places and start hiring again?
Exactly. What we're suggesting is in fact a strategic review of those enterprises to see which ones are salvageable and could be reopened in the short term, so that at least for sort of the next year or so, you are not talking about throwing potentially tens or hundreds of thousands of more Iraqis out of jobs.
What would you think, what kinds of things should the Congress be asking of our leadership? What kinds of things should the American people be asking about Iraq? Mr. Hamrick?
I think too much of the national dialogue now is still being shaped by the politics that led up to the war. There's too much reticence on the part of the administration to confront problems now for fear it's making a concession to their critics. And there's too much of the voice of the critics that's trying to relitigate issues they tried to pursue before the war. Congress, I'm absolutely convinced from the several dozen conversations we've had, they are absolutely willing to shoulder the whatever it takes to do this right. If it's more troops, if it's more money, if it's going to the international community to ask for more help, I think the Congress is willing to do that. And I think the administration would be well served to reach out and take that open hand. But it does mean setting aside a lot of those political battles that were so hot last fall and through the winter and start fresh now and saying, how do we now make it work?
John Hamry is the president and CEO of the Center for Strategic and International Studies here in Washington. Bathsheba Crocker is an International Affairs Fellow also at CSIS. Thanks to you both for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.